Married at First Sight. Chapter 3179. Serenity said, "I know, the security guard told me as soon as I returned to the company." The secretary still whispered, "That Miss Du didn't look simple, and she didn't know where she was." Miss Stone asked which company she was from. "She didn't say a word, and she didn't tell me where she was from." Miss Stone suspected that she was Miss Hunt's love rival. "Miss Hunt, you have to be mentally prepared," Serenity said with a smile. "Don't come to me because of this. She is young, so Elisa thinks she is my love rival. If she is my love rival, why did Elisa let her in?" The secretary said, "Miss Stone didn't know. We are also suspicious. In short, Miss Hunt, you have to be careful. Zachary was such an excellent man, he would attract admirers at any time. Serenity may occasionally have a love rival appear." In Serenity's own words, she might still have love rivals when she gets old. "Well, I'll be on guard." "It's useless to be on guard. If they really compete with me for Zachary, even if I lock him up at home, some love rivals will find me." Serenity was open-minded. There was no psychological pressure, either. The more women liked Zachary, the happier she felt. In her previous life, Zachary's wholehearted treatment was a blessing. The secretary followed Serenity to the VIP room. The secretary pushed open the door of the VIP room. On the sofa for entertaining guests, a young, beautiful, an elegant girl was sitting. From her sitting posture, one could tell that she was a lady. With the guidance of the old lady and her mother-in-law, Serenity became more noble and elegant than before. However, compared with this woman, Serenity felt that her inner beauty was not enough. In their words, this girl's family was rich and noble, so she must have a good background. Her temperament couldn't be developed overnight. When she heard the door opening, Miss Du turned her head and looked over. She stood up when she saw Serenity. When Serenity came closer, she said hello with a smile, "Hello, Miss Hunt." "Hello, Miss Du," Serenity smiled back. After greeting each other, Miss Du introduced herself, "Miss Hunt, my name is Abby Du." Miss Du Serenity knew the other person's name, Abby Du, but she didn't know this person. "I'm from Hyribity," Abby added. Serenity could only smile, and then politely asked Abby to sit down. He also ordered her secretary to make tea. There was a glass of warm water in front of Abby. It should have been the water that Elisa asked her secretary to pour for her after inviting her in. Abby didn't stop the secretary from making tea. Elisa, whose office was next to the VIP room, left and entered the VIP room after hearing Serenity's voice. Abby called Elisa and Miss Stone again with a smile. Elisa sat down next to Serenity. He even exchanged glances with Serenity. "Miss Du, I wonder what the purpose of your visit is," Serenity asked with a smile. She and Abby looked at each other. She saw the friendliness in Abby's eyes and guessed that Abby would not be her love rival. Zachary had not left Wiltspoon recently, so it was impossible for her to attract a love rival outside. Abby looked at Elisa. Elisa understood right away that Abby had come to see Serenity and only wanted to talk to her. After sitting for a few minutes, Elisa excused herself from the VIP room and returned to her office, saying she was busy. Regardless, She was unconcerned about Serenity's vulnerability to bullying. Not only was Serenity stronger than before, but the previous Serenity was also more difficult to bully. Serenity's boxing and kicking skills could beat the little gangsters to pieces. After the secretary made tea and poured a cup of tea for both of them, Serenity motioned to the secretary to go out and do some work. The secretary went out. Serenity looked at Abby and smiled, "Miss Du, you can tell me why you are here." Abby pursed her lips and said, "Miss Hunt, I just want to meet you and get to know you." Serenity raised her eyebrows. She just wanted to meet her and know her? She was not a big star and had no fans. Abby's face seemed to be stained with red clouds. Serenity suddenly became understood. She asked Abby tentatively, "Are you here for Mr. York?" "What's the name of Mr. York?" Chapter 3180. Evan York? Elian York? Or Tatum York? At once, Serenity said the names of the three brothers-in-law. Callum was married, and Kevin was traveling with Hayden to relax. These two brothers-in-law were both well-known and had their own wives. They were the brothers-in-law, starting with Evan. Serenity didn't know who their significant other was. Oh, Tatum's future wife was Elora Ormond, but Serenity had never met Elora in person. Abby was not Elora, so the Mr. York she was looking for was either Evan York or Elian York. Abby's eyes flickered, but she still answered honestly, "Evan York." Serenity realized that her grandmother had selected Abby as Evan's wife. Evan always failed to take action or did not want to take action because the woman in his dream and the wife chosen by Grandma May were not the same person. He expressed his fear that if he followed Grandma's wishes and pursued her, he would become entangled with the girl in his dreams and become the first man in the York family to file for divorce. So, he didn't want to act. For this reason, he even approached Grandma May and lodged a protest with her. Grandma May told him that if he could find the girl he dreamed of and her conditions were met, she would allow him to change her. After Evan left that day, Serenity didn't see him for a long time. Oh, she heard that a young girl once went to the York Corporation to find Evan. She happened to ask about Evan's brother, Callum. According to Callum, Evan did not work at the York Corporation's headquarters. The unknown girl left the York Corporation. He asked Evan, but Evan didn't say anything. Serenity called the secretary and asked the secretary to get some more snacks and cakes to eat and wash some fruits. The secretary said okay. The secretary guessed that Abby was probably not Serenity's love rival. If it were a love rival, Serenity would not have such a big tolerance for preparing so much food for her love rival. Serenity said, "How long has Miss Du known the fourth brother?" "Evan is my husband's fourth brother, and their cousins have a deep love for each other." Abby replied, "Only 2 or 3 months." Serenity said, "Oh." Counting the time in her mind, after Grandma chose a person for Evan, when did Evan come to see Grandma? It seemed like a few months ago. It should be that after Evan found his grandma, he found that he could not convince her and finally approached Abby with no choice but to approach Abby. Abby seemed a little tempted by Evan, judging by her shy expression when she mentioned him just now. Recalling that the boy said that he always dreamed of a girl and was entangled with him endlessly, Serenity was heartbroken. Did that kid find the girl in his dream after provoking Abby and then set off on a double boat?